welcome to episode 42. If you can believe it, there is an episode 42.
Yeah, guys, it's here.
Too much THC. We missed you guys.
We're back. Yeah, we're
back. A lot has happened this year. I was actually thinking about it, and thank God we took some time off because y'all didn't have to see it, but I got bangs cut. I am still in the process.
That's the real reason we were
trying to grow these bangs out. And our last episode, we were talking about how I had an upcoming surgery.
Oh my God.
So I went through the surgery. I healed.
Y'all probably thought she just never made it.
I have a new job. Like, y'all, I went through so many changes in the last 10 months, and you guys didn't get to hear about any of them, which was kind of sad, but also, like, you
here
guys didn't have to see the bangs, which is what was needed.
It's not about what you missed, it's what to come. To come.
And there are so many exciting things to talk about in the world right now. Yeah. I just opened up my phone, and I had an ad that said, do you think Travis is going to propose to Taylor at the Super Bowl? And we were like, hold on. We have to save it for the pod.
Oh, my God. It feels right and feels natural to be back. I don't know if he'll propose at the Super Bowl, but maybe, like, just before.
I think it's too fast. She was with that guy before for 5 years, and he never proposed. Yeah. I feel like she's... But also,
but
like,
this is
I don't
Mr.
know
right.
people... That's what people keep saying. They keep that one song, Invisible String.
Yeah.
I think it's, like... She wrote the song about him. That's what people think without even knowing.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because I don't think Taylor would want a proposal like that.
Also,
I wouldn't.
How long ago did he break up with that last girl?
Yeah.
Sorry
I think,
to just like hop right into a topic, guys.
No.
We did miss you.
We'll
get back into ourselves. But how long? Because I was looking at videos on TikTok of him and that last girl. And
I didn't
like,
know
oh,
anything.
They were really cute together.
I didn't know anything about the Kelce brothers until
Taylor. Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about any athletes. Hey, guys.
Can you hear the ASMR?
Listening
only.
You know, I was going to say.
Do you know what's about to happen?
You know on TikTok now how everybody who's doing a video about anything ever clicks their nails? I'm like, this is becoming so weird to me that
it's just a purse. That
now just everybody, you know? Like, if you're making an ASMR video, makes sense, but it will just be like a random tutorial and I'll
or
be
like
they're
making their dinner
and yeah and I'll
like
be like
tapping the plate.
Yeah, I hate I'm just like I feel like it's going to be such a... You know how there's so many millennial things that are super cringy? I think that is going to be one of the things that is super cringy in future. Because I'm just like... It's like, girl, it's like you're making your kids dinner. Like, why are you tapping on the plate? Just show me what the dinner is.
Okay,
I don't know, like...
But genuine ASMR?
Well, yeah.
When I figured that shit out in high school, this is well before the ASMR train... Oh my God, it was
life-changing.
She's
not like other girls.
No, I'm
not. She liked it before it was cool.
No. Yes. And I will let you know. But I think you're right. The genuine ASMR videos, maybe that's going to be fine. But people just doing ASMR, like...
Like, randomly is so weird to me. Like...
It's just... Oh,
I don't know.
Throw that
I'm
in
just
there
like,
for 10
yeah.
seconds.
I'm just like, I just think it's becoming so cringy, and I'm just like, y'all. I think there's gonna be a lot of things that our generation gets made fun of for, but well, there's gonna be a lot of like Gen Z cringe stuff.
I'm really worried about the bows.
Well, no,
I love the bows.
I think bows are pretty timeless.
It was
like the cow print is not so timeless.
That's true. No, I think people
but
are gonna be thinking
I do
the bows
think,
are cringy.
I think we're in the generation of we take it and we go so far. Like, there one thing's trendy, and then it's like we wear it out so fast until it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, we go through.
Like, I'm like, trends
okay, hold
used
on.
To last.
I'm going to smoke this
I know,
bowl,
I've
and
been,
then I have something to say
I've been
about this.
Yeah, but I think trends are just wearing out so fast recently because of, I don't know, just TikTok, the internet. It's just like... I don't even have time to get on the trend.
Sorry. Quick pause while we both smoked our first bowl of the day.
Okay.
We're okay.
Okay.
It's like
6
p.m. That's a tolerance break for us. So we're going to be... You have like 30 more seconds of us sober.
Yeah, literally. Okay. So yeah, I feel like I don't even have time to get in on the trend before it's gone, which is kind of good for me. But
buying less.
Yeah, that I feel like overconsumption is going crazy and the trends are not helping. But the bows, like, bows have been cute forever.
Yeah.
Literally since the beginning of time.
My nose is fucking running. I don't know what's wrong with me. Every time I smoke, my nose runs so bad. It drives me crazy.
I think smoking increases the mucus.
Okay. I'm going to sound a little mucusy for a bit. I'll work through
what's
it.
What's new?
But, okay, I saw this girl on TikTok. Once again, our number one news source.
Yeah, of course.
And she was making a video how she, I think she like studies fashion or studies trends or mm-hmm. something. And she was saying that basically what you're saying, because we're going through these so fast, there's going to become a point where nothing is out of style.
Yeah.
Because we're constantly like going through so many. So
I do feel like we're getting there.
It's actually going to be really cool because yeah. it's going to be like anybody can dress like anything and they're not going to be out of style because
it's... Yeah, there's nothing. I do like that.
A lot better than I.
Because you think about back to like, it was like the 40s. You know, I feel like the 50s. Like every decade,
they
were so. That whole 10 years.
I mean, like you went into a new decade.
Obviously.
Y'all better chuck your clothes.
Yeah.
You're finding new stuff. Get rid of everything.
And it was.
It's crazy.
Now it's like year to year or like month to month. Like.
Between the 1 year. Sorry. I said how fast things change. I mean between like 79 and 80. In my head, I'm like, because they flipped a switch and people were wearing different things.
I do feel like there is, you can look up like late 70s fashion, but then it's kind of just like a combo of 70s and 80s. It was kind of just like that, you know, when people were starting to buy the new trends and then wear it out. Now it's like, you know, the 2000s, the 2010s, I feel like the 2010s, I feel like, you know, that 2015, 2016 style is kind of like that last set in stone style. Like, once we hit the 2020s,
what else is there to make?
Trends.
Unless we're going to go, like, galactic.
The fashion trends are, like, year to year.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
they
no,
change. You're so right.
But I do feel like we are seeing, like, right now, anything kind of goes. So I do like that because it's like, God.
Y'all. I want to see some poodle skirts this year.
Yes.
Let's go. But can they make one with a kitty on it?
Yes.
I don't want it.
I'm sure. I think because when we
are
do,
scary,
when
they?
We limit things to trends, like you can only work within a certain, like now that we're giving people like all the new
the
fashion
freedom.
Students, all the freedom of creativity, mm-hmm. it's going to go crazy. Like some of the crazy eccentric girlies I see on TikTok, I'm like, yes, go. Go and wear that shit out, because genuinely, who cares what you're wearing?
Yeah.
Like,
who's that girl? She's from Canada. Cambridge or some shit. You know exactly.
I think
Sarah,
I know.
Sarah Camp. I don't know her name.
I'll put it up.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. But then I'm like...
But I feel like she must get so
matter.
Much use out of her clothes.
Yeah.
Because you know how you'll have, like, one shirt and you'll be like, this shirt goes with those pants or that skirt.
Yeah.
And it's limited to those two things.
Yeah.
She has a process. I do think the things go together sometimes. Sometimes I'm, like, a little unsure.
Yeah.
But I think even when I'm unsure, I'm like, rock it, because clothes are just to cover yourself up.
Because that's also
the
thing
of,
like,
who cares?
What I think is ugly is not...
Yeah.
What someone else thinks is ugly. Like, that's good. We need it.
But I'm like, damn, she must.
Yeah,
shit,
no.
She must get so much use out of her clothes.
The layers. She wears like
so many
layers. A million layers.
She must be so warm.
I do always think, oh, like going pee.
Oh.
Must take a long time. I pee a lot. So, like, I think about that.
An
outfit.
See, you got to think about that when you're dressing for Halloween. Because one year, I went as a chicken and. Honestly, this costume was iconic. I had yellow rubber gloves on my feet, like shoes. And then I had like a white ski mask on my head.
Yeah.
A beak, the rooster, the flap, the hand on top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom wrapped me in feather boas into like a giant ball.
Cute.
And then I went through someone near our house used to make a haunted house in their garage every year for Christmas.
Fun.
Which, looking back now, I'm like, amount of work. For Christmas. For Halloween.
Could you imagine?
A haunted house for Christmas? That'd be kind of... It's like a gingerbread house.
That'd be fun.
There's elves. Elves can be really scary.
You can be scared any time of the year. Yeah. For some people, Christmas is really scary, I think.
Probably. Not for me. I have a great time.
Yeah, well...
I look forward to it. But Santa, yeah, the theme of that is a little scary. Like, he breaks into your house in the middle of the night, you just let him do it. He takes something. He actually steals your milk and your cookies.
Well, you give that to him.
Because you're expecting... So, it's... I don't know.
It's a pretty good deal.
What if you get coal?
Well, you deserved it. He checks that list twice, bro. he's going to figure out...
I forgot. Oh my god. I almost ripped my headphones off my head. I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I went through the haunted house on Halloween.
Oh,
not
right.
Christmas. And somebody scared me really bad and I pissed in on the feather boas wrap.
Yeah.
Like, I pissed my pants.
I don't think that had to do with the costume. I think that was just because you were scared.
Okay, no, I didn't piss my pants in the moment. He scared me really bad and it was like, I need to go.
It had to be done.
Our friend lived next door, but it was like, I couldn't, I don't know, he scared me into literally peeing my pants. He got me so good.
That's so funny.
I had some great costumes. I'm sure we've talked about this before.
My mom was also a DIY girly, so it was fun.
Yeah, Halloween is like, I'm so sorry. If you didn't get to participate in Halloween, like, damn. Halloween is the best holiday for kids. You just dress up and get free candy.
It's just cute. My kids are definitely going trick-or-treating because... I want that candy.
Uh-huh.
I want that.
As a parent?
Yeah.
I'm going to so struggle with not eating all my kids' candy.
But it was good because, like, you know, there's definitely going to be stuff that your kids don't like. So my mom would always take the stuff that we didn't like, which is probably good stuff.
Okay, wait. What do you think of that trend that What's-His-Face does? Jimmy Kimmel?
Eating my kids' Halloween candy?
Yeah.
I think it is...
I think it's funny.
It is pretty cruel. I think some people are kind of dramatic about it. I mean, it depends how far they take it.
Yeah.
Some parents, like, let it go on really long, and it's kind of sad.
How?
When it's like, come on, just tell them.
Do you think you would have reacted as a child?
I think I probably would have been really upset. I think I would have been pissed off at my mom, and I probably would have been like, what the flip, mom. I wouldn't have said, what the fuck, mom.
I think I would have started to cry.
I probably would have cried.
I cried, yeah.
Because how exciting is that? Like,
it's okay. You know,
it's the one day of the year. And, like, just Halloween as a whole is exciting. And then to the next day, that's crazy. It's like, you know, I didn't get to eat any of it. Like, all I got was what I ate last night. Like, that's so fucked up. Because it's like, you're probably saving your best shit.
And you
can't
eat too much, you're going to get a tummy ache.
Yeah, so it's like, I would just be like, what the fuck, mom? Like, I'd be like, not cool.
Yeah. I think I would have. I love watching those videos sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you just go down, like, another favorite part of my YouTube polls are, did that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm going to take this.
Not a sentence.
Yeah.
What's it called? Oh, I start watching Maury videos. Like, are they the father? Dr. Phil. One night, I stayed up until I watched all night long. That hurt my throat. Watching you do that? My throat hurts.
Okay.
Oh my god, do you think we have, like, twin syndrome?
Maybe.
Maybe I don't even need to smoke, like, one of us.
Yeah, contact
you
high.
Get all the lung damage. I feel all the high. I didn't get high, though. I just feel the pain.
Thank you. Okay. So, Maury, keep going on your Dr. Phil.
That was my iced coffee. Oh, I don't know. Just, I don't know why I wanted to share that. Does anybody else really like
those videos? Okay. Here's one thing. I'm realizing right now, kids are not going to have TV shows like that. Like, I don't know. It was different. Like,
Jerry Springer. Oh my God, that was
marathons of those shows on cable. Yeah. Was like so insane growing up, I feel like, to watch. Like, it's just not the same. It's just not the same. My dad would always have on Jerry Springer.
I love Jerry Springer. Because like, they're British, right? So they have the accent.
No.
Wait, what?
I don't think so. I think Jerry Springer.
I swear there's a British one then.
What? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really don't think Jerry Springer is British.
Okay. I'm probably wrong. But yeah, always, no. It's always the middle of the night. I watched Maury.
Which one of them? I think Maury, didn't he die?
No.
Or did Jerry? I think it was maybe Jerry.
No.
One of them did. I think maybe it was Jerry.
Maury is dead.
I think it might have been Jerry. Are you serious? But I don't know. They're old. I do feel like they were old on the show.
I didn't even think that that was a possibility. Like, to me, he's just...
My dad would also always used to have on, like, MASH, like, old Western
okay,
shit.
Okay, he's not dead. Yeah, Jerry Springer's
so Jerry
dead.
Springer.
No, wait. Oh, yeah, he's dead.
RIP. Rest in peace, Jerry. But, yeah, no, I watch all kinds of shows. Like, any kind of reality TV was watched in my household. Like, my parents did not watch movies very much growing up, because that's why I've never seen any movies, because my parents were not watching movies. So I watched a lot of cooking shows, watched a lot of HGTV. My dad did watch his Western shit. I hated it.
My dad hated was into sci-fi, but I feel like that's better than my Western.
My dad would watch Bonanza.
Some I don't even know what that
black
is.
Black and white ass shit. No. Like, rough. And he would always watch MASH, which I know a lot of people like MASH, but fuck off. That is, I was a kid. I did not. I'd be like,
that.
Dad, please, I beg. So when he would watch Jerry Springer, I was like, okay, this is what I'm talking about. This is good.
You love drama from the start.
And then, but he also influenced my sister, and then she influenced me to the MTVs.
I love
and
TLC. My mom was a TLC woman.
My mom did like TLC.
That's what I watched.
TLC, HGTV.
Yeah.
House Hunters International.
I like some House Hunters. You know, when you're sitting somewhere.
But yeah, my sister.
The dentist, and they're playing it, and you get kind of into the episode, and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
Don't call me in yet.
Yeah. No, my sister, like, she kept it real. She influenced me to some good stuff, so shout out.
Speaking of reality TV, I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about because we just started Vanderpump Rules.
OMG.
For the first time. We've never
We know we're late.
We're so late. And we're watching it from the very beginning because so, I just, if there's any drama,
you got to watch from the beginning.
And the fact that I can literally watch the whole thing in detail, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, no. I love to watch something from the first episode.
Yeah. So, we've started that. Also, we have a subscription to Hey You, so.
Shout out Hey You.
Use it.
Shout out to Hey You.
Come on.
I need to get back into it.
What's
you know, I was kind of off reality TV. No, I'm getting back in.
Yeah, we went through.
It's like I was just watching Below Deck.
Really, really in it. And then.
I did stop.
I don't know.
Because sometimes it's like you just have to watch something else.
Especially with Halloween and Christmas back to back, and you feel like you need to watch a bunch of movies during those seasons.
True. So, back in the reality binge, mm-hmm. I gotta figure out what I wanna watch on the side. Because we're watching Vanderpump Rules together, but when you're not around, what do I watch?
Okay, guys. Question. What are you smoking today?
True. We haven't even talked about being high.
Yeah, we haven't talked about being high at all. You've smoked two bowls. Surprise. I'm about to smoke my second. We're still on the
classic
shred train.
It's
I don't know
so
if this
easy.
Is a thing outside of Canada.
It's probably...
It's just like pre-ground
I don't know.
Weed
it's probably not financially the best choice we could be making, but it is pretty cheap and... It's just easy. They grind it for you.
It's already ground. Like,
and the
shred is. I was getting carpal tunnel from grinding so much.
The shred is bigger chunks because it's. Isn't it four?
Well, no. They have
it
a
is
kind
pretty big chunks.
That is specifically for smoking bowls. It's
okay.
The green one. But that one's too big.
Well, I say these are perfect size chunks. These are
the perfect size.
It's the perfect. Okay, it's not mint, but it's perfect for it.
Yeah.
So, hey you and Shred, what's up?
Let us know what's up. The other one might be good for like smoking out of a pipe. You know, a pipe with a big fat center and
I don't know. Like, listen, we need to, I think this year we need to get on our edible game.
Be good to our lungs this year.
I thought that I don't want to. For guys, I'm going to go to Banff soon on a trip, but I thought for my plane ride, I should get an edible for my plane.
That would be so good.
Edible for the plane. I don't know. But also, I'm probably going to be, like, low-key taking intolerance break this weekend.
The flight?
I don't know. A few hours.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you don't want to be, like...
I got to see what time it is.
Like, at the peak of it all, when you're supposed to be getting up, or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
When I went to see Oppenheimer, and we took those edibles, I was those thinking... Those were crazy. I remember in the middle of the movie, I was like... If the movie ended right now, I would not be able to get up out of this seat.
Okay, we would have to sit take in a lot. Here.
So I just, as long as that was my one concern.
I wouldn't
concern.
Take that much if I were to be, maybe I would, knocked me right out. Well, Oppenheimer, personally,
the movie knocked
I was
you right
a big
out,
fan.
Not the edible, the
no,
movie
the edible was crazy.
Right, I hated that.
Guys, we weren't fans
Florence
of Oppenheimer.
Pierce tits were the highlight.
Yeah, I just do.
And that was it.
I genuinely, really, really, really think they could have actually cut it down just by an hour and a half. That's it. Just cut it in half. That's all I needed. Because after the thing happened, I was like, okay, there's more. Like,
I don't even remember the thing happening. I don't remember a lot except being... I
was
did watch blitzed. The whole thing.
I do wish
and
we
were sitting at the fucking front next I'm like, up.
I wish. I wish that we had used those edibles on a better movie. Because
oh,
I'm telling
so
you,
bad.
When I went alone to see the Mario movie... On the same edible alone, that was the best
was
time of my
for
life.
That.
So
I
that's why I'm like.
I haven't seen the Mario movie still.
It's on Prime now, I think. We should watch it.
We should.
But I'm just saying, I wish that we didn't waste those edibles on Oppenheimer. I wish
but
we did that sober.
Imagine watching it without it. Are you fucked?
You're actually
you
right. Because
we
if we were sober,
sober,
we probably would have
just
left.
I just wish I didn't watch.
If we were sober, right. We would have left.
We could have gotten
but we
up
couldn't get
the
up.
Seat.
We were literally prisoners. But I'm not... This is the thing. I don't think I'm... I don't hate Oppenheimer because, you know, there's the whole, like, whatever, Oppenheimer, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just not that kind of a movie person. I like a girly movie. I like an easy... I like the Mario movie. I like...
That's like... A I kid got
movie.
Mad at my boyfriend because... He didn't ask me to go see Napoleon with him.
Okay, where were we? Napoleon.
Yeah, so I just got mad because he didn't ask me to go see Napoleon with him and his friends. And he was like, are you fucking kidding
probably
me?
Best.
And I was like...
I don't mind an action movie, but when it's, like, not an action, they're like, the action keeps me in, you know?
Is it an action movie?
No, that's the thing. Like, typically, I don't love an action movie, but at least the action I can keep. That's like, okay, whoa, something to look at. I don't really care for a serious movie, and there was no action. So it was just a lot of people talking in black and white.
What?
Wasn't some of the parts in black and white.
Are we talking about Oppenheimer now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Napoleon? No, it was not an action.
No, so that's what I'm saying, like...
I do think maybe some parts were in black and white.
It's probably on the bottom of, like, what kind of movie I would like, so that's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, I think it just was horrible.
Like, I love a rom-com, I love a kid's movie.
And the bomb dropping was not even...
Oh, they kind of dropped the bomb on the bomb drop. But to be fair,
girl,
dropped a bomb.
That was funny.
We are not movie people.
I went to film school for a minute. Yeah. And I dropped out.
I feel like we are, when we smoke in this room on camera, we are more high than in that living room of ours.
Yeah, because in the living room, we're just sitting, like, in silence watching the TV. We're not talking, like...
Yeah.
I'm just thinking all the crazy things, not saying them.
Because we're watching.
Yeah. I was shocked today because I really want to take... In Canada, weed is legal. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Not episode one.
But hey, who knows? Maybe we have some new folks in the building today.
Hopefully. We have a million new folks.
A million?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 2 million.
Hey guys. Wow.
Hey. Do we everybody look good? Comment your name.
We took the cover off our light, so it's extra bright.
Why do you feel like you're glowing?
No, I'm just letting them know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hope you can see us.
If you can't.
I was looking at our old TikTok.
Why did he point over? Okay. You were looking at.
Because I feel awkward making eye contact with them, but I don't want to, like, look at you the whole time because I want to keep on the mic. So I got to just look over at the wall.
Right.
Because I'm trying to think of what to say.
Okay, but you have to remind me of what I was saying before, after this.
I don't even know. We can go back to what you were saying.
Oh, I remember.
Okay, what were you saying?
So.
It's only been 30 minutes. Kind of feels like an hour.
Really? I feel like it's been 10 minutes.
Kind of feels like 15. I don't know.
You're going to make me forget. I've forgotten.
No, you haven't.
Stop. Don't think about anything. Stop. Oh, I know. Okay.
I'll focus on something else.
So, in Canada, weed is legal.
Oh, right. That's what you were saying.
And basically, I wanted us to take the bud tender test.
Wait,
on here.
Do they know our names?
Oh, I'm Megan, and this is Maddie, and you're watching Too Much THC.
Ooh, that was good.
And
promo.
Weed in Canada is legal.
Okay, we want to take the but. You want
to? We have a new quota of. We have to say it.
We're our only sponsors right now.
So, anyways, I wanted to take the bud tender test so we can become certified and selling cannabis together on the podcast. But today, I was horrified. I looked up the prices to take the bud tender test.
I was going to ask you if it costs money, but I just, like, trusted you that it didn't.
No, it costs a lot. It costs $64.
That is not a lot.
To take the regular test. And 247 to become an expert.
Well, I do not need a piece of paper, babe. Actually, I don't know anything about weed.
We should see if we can find the test that's not actually the real test.
I could tell you something. Yeah, we should find a bootleg. Guys, if anybody knows of a bootleg bud tender test, let us know. The other day, I went in and I accidentally asked for the 6 gram bag. It's 7.
Yeah. And I said six. And what did they say? We don't carry that.
They were like, it's 7. And I was like, yeah, fucking whatever, y'all.
You know what
just
I mean?
Don't
I get the
give
same
me the
thing
big
every
one.
Time.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all know me. I was here last time. You know who I am. I know you. You know me. Let's
I
be
love
real.
How once a week we'll buy the 7 gram instead of buying a 14
we should,
gram for cheaper.
We should next time.
Yeah, we should. I like to change the flavor, though.
They
what do
never
you call
have
it? Flavor?
Strain.
The strain. Sorry.
Not an expert. Maybe we do need to save up for the money.
No, no, no. I can do this. You're going to test me right now. No. The strain.
I know. What do you even need to know? Like, I guess it's like your smart serve, right?
Yeah, I got that.
So would the test be kind of like that? Like, that was easy?
I think so.
I don't know what...
I thought the smart serve test was hard.
But the thing is with the smart serve test is like...
I thought that was really hard. About, I'm bad with numbers.
That's about like you serving, like you're in a bar and like you gotta like make sure you're not over serving people and shit. But like when you go to a store, you're not really like smoking it there. Like, you know, like what? But so what's on the...
Isn't there a cap on how much you can buy?
I don't know.
Is there?
Probably, but I guess we gotta take the test now.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
I'm just like, it's definitely different than the smart serve test because I guess you're not like serving it to them. You're just selling it.
Yeah, because the smart serve one, you have to judge people off of how they look and like they
if you come into the store too fried, can they refuse you?
Yeah.
Because I've gone in there pretty high.
You know what? I love the place down the street from us, but the other day, the girl went in there, and we were having a fight.
Tell me about it.
Not actually fighting. Well,
I'm going to have to cough after this.
That's okay.
Tell me.
I would like to hear you
smoke. The mouth is drying out. I want the ASMR.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna clip that sound.
You didn't cough, see? Oh, it's coming.
It'll come. Anyway.
Girl, I don't remember.
The fight at the store. That focused me.
Maybe I need one. No. Okay, yeah. So, I went to go get some weed for us, and... I'm not joking. I was running down the street because I knew they closed in 10 minutes. Was sprinting there. And I got there 2 minutes before they closed.
Okay, well,
door unlocked, open sign still on. Okay.
That would piss me off too, though.
Yeah. Already, a little bit. And I'm like a regular.
I know, true. That's the thing. We are regulars.
So, and I'm also on my way to my friend's birthday, and I wanted to get her something from there. Like, I knew I was going to be quick. I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
2 seconds. So she says to me, she's like, are you paying with debit? I said, yeah. She said, good, because we're about to close. You really got here, like, in the nick of time. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then she closes the door. She was just so rude, the whole interaction. Yeah. She was so rude. And then she literally said to me, I walked up because the guy in front of me, they only had one cash register open.
Yeah.
And he was taken all day.
So oh, there it wasn't was someone my in fault. The store?
Yes.
Oh,
it
well.
It wasn't just me.
Then so, that's fine.
He was taking forever. I was standing right behind him. I knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So then I walk up. The guy, they kind of moved
I'm
to
quick
the
in
side
there because
he's still...
I actually can tell how long I was because I always check how long the bus is going to be and see if I can make it. And I'm quick.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes.
When there's nobody else in there. And I even chat
but
sometimes.
But some people have like questions and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They need to know about the weed. So the girl pulls me up, gets me to come up. I say, I want two things of joints, one hybrid, one sativa. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Anything.
First
and
one you grab.
And she was like, okay. And then she grabs them. She's checking me out. And she's like, I'm sorry for being mean, but it's just, you know, we work until 10. And I was like, okay, the fact that you know that you're being mean. Like,
yeah,
you were.
Seriously.
She was being mean.
It's like just, well, at least she apologized, though.
Well, so then I said to her, I was like, are you not allotted, like, any closing time?
Yeah.
And she was like, nope, I'm paid until 10. And it's 10:02. And I was like, well, that sounds like something you need to take up with your manager.
Yeah.
Not with me.
Because what kind of store, what kind of store puts their closing hours as the time you leave?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of weird.
You're not going to give yourself 1 minute to turn off the, like, the lights, the open sign was still on.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, I was just like.
Because you got to sweep the floor.
I probably would have been out there by 10 if that guy, if I didn't stand behind that guy
the whole
time. Sweep
and mop the floor. Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, so anyways.
Crazy.
I don't know how we got started on this topic, but I feel better now that
because we like the store down the street, but you did have that one experience.
So I'm a little scared to go in there now.
But listen, I've been there. Tensions are sometimes high when it's closing time and someone comes
maybe
in.
Maybe she had a bad day.
And maybe she was taking out her anger for the guy in front of you on you. Maybe it was a bad day. I don't know. But listen, girl, don't take it out on me. I'm just getting my joint. I'm going to make this transaction easy.
Yes.
So, whatever. Usually it's great.
I really can't believe.
Love being a regular
somewhere.
Why are you
guys getting paid? Actually cannot believe that. You're not getting paid for 10 more minutes?
I know you're mopping the floor. Like, I know you got to mop the floor and sweep.
I know you got to. I was just so...
I don't know.
Confused.
Getting paid.
There's no way. Do you think she was lying?
I don't know. I went on Indeed to look at to work at the place.
Yeah.
And, okay, not specifically that store, but there were a lot of reviews that were saying, like, the management was really bad.
Okay.
But.
I don't know.
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying, you know, at least she had an excuse or else it would have been on site.
Mm-hmm.
Which girl was it?
She...
You can tell me later. We out her.
She has brown hair.
Oh.
Short, like, kind of here. I don't know. She's newer. She hasn't been there forever. It's not...
So maybe that's...
She doesn't have her nails done, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know. She's kind of not somebody that you would distinctly recognize from, like, not one of the classics.
Not one of the not one of the OGs. No, see, the OGs are good over there.
I was even more ready for it, because I was like...
You thought it was going to be one of the girlies who you always see.
I'm like, who are you?
And you're
going to
be like, sorry, girl, that I'm in here last minute. And she was going to be like, no fucking biggie. You've got time. And no.
I did have time.
It was newbie.
I ran.
Whatever. Not shout out to you. Thumbs down.
Where do you guys buy your weed?
Yes, let us know. What's the best kind? Because we truly don't know anything.
Yeah.
And now we're trying even less kinds because we get the same shit every time. Because before it'd be kind of like whatever they have, we got to choose from. We used to buy the like $60 ounces or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And we would like choose from what they had. But now it's like, I feel like they only have like three kinds now, nowadays.
Maybe we should... buy an ounce.
So we gotta expand, maybe.
A nice expensive ounce.
We should do some look into actually buying. We're gonna look into it, but let us know your favorite strains.
Sometimes they have some fun things at the place.
What your
now.
Favorite? Let us know good edibles.
Yeah. I stand by one of the best edibles I ever had was by Blasted by Betty.
Blasted
by Betty that gave it to me at the bar.
We should look that up.
Honestly, we should see if she's still making them. It's been a couple years, but...
What, she has, like, a storefront?
But I wonder, you know, at that time in my life, we weren't smoking as much weed, so...
Yeah, it could have been... But honestly, but
that
probably
went crazy.
You were crazy.
Do you remember I ate a whole tub of mint chocolate chip ice cream?
You ate all my ice cream, but
I
was like, you
needed it. Did I eat
it in the shower? No, on the couch.
Okay.
It was funny. You were like, I need it. And I was like, have at it. Love that. I didn't get it yet.
You didn't get...
Didn't get the munchie. Like, I didn't know. I didn't understand, like, how it was to need something like that.
Yeah.
But I knew you needed that. Now I get it even more. I'm like, yeah.
I'm thinking again of that time that we took that edible and you were going to make homemade pasta and then
you had to make it.
I had to make it, even though I'm a horrible cook, because she just decided she was done. Done moving.
Whatever. Okay, what else should we talk about? Because I feel like we're going to have to probably cut a lot of the time. Well, not a lot, but I feel like we have more time than like...
Yeah, I don't feel done.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Well, what... You have things to say, did you not?
Not really.
I thought you wanted to talk about Meg and Nikki.
Well, we can.
My phone won't open.
Those
like
things
that.
Were just like in case we need emergency, like, oh, we literally don't know what to say right away as we start. But then we had Travis and Taylor, and we really went off with that.
So has anybody else already fucked up all their New Year's resolutions? Because I have.
I kind of made them easy. I didn't really make any.
I fucked them all. Because
what's the point of making a resolution? Some people I feel like actually do them.
I really wanted to write in my planner every day this year, and I've written it twice.
One of my resolutions was journaling more.
I'm so mad.
And I have written.
I've totally failed. We're a month in, and I've totally failed.
But that
failed.
Means that it's better to fail now because whatever, there's still the whole year ahead of us than halfway through.
I guess.
Like, if you fail in June, that sucks. But now it's like, okay, whatever, just start now.
I did a pretty good job last February.
I do want to journal more, but because I like to do it before bed, but I'm just so sleepy when I go to bed.
That's the problem, because we smoke a bunch of weed.
I should start writing it in the morning, but I wake up at the moon. The moon? The moon.
You wake up at the moon?
I was going to say.
Is that what you just said?
I wake up at the sunrise.
Damn, are you a wolf? But not even.
I don't know why I said moon. Probably because I'm high. I wake up at the moon. I wake up at the sunrise, not the moonrise.
That's so amazing. It is still dark. I wish my body could do that. That is still magic to me.
For work, I do not wake up in the dark by choice. That's horrible. But I do see the sunset or the sunrise. See, I don't know what I see. What in the hell did you just yodel?
That's been my favorite starting word for Wordle recently.
Yodel.
Yodel. Isn't that a great word, guys?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Sure. Does it work a lot? You tell us if it's
no.
a good word.
Yeah, it is a good word. I think so. But
you
it,
have the evidence
still,
and the proof.
If yodel has been a word that's already been the answer, I'm not going to guess with it because that means it won't be the answer again. And what if I could get it on the first try?
Right.
I don't know if that made any sense.
Yeah.
Boring her with all the words.
Oh,
talk.
Sorry. Yodelay, 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 hee-hoo. Yes.
I think I could yodel really well if I really
yeah,
put
probably.
Effort into it.
That's what, that kind of sounded like a yodel.
Do you think you could yodel?
For sure.
Give me your best yodel.
No, ma'am.
Come on.
We're off topic. We're veering off topic. We got to bring it back in for the rest
job.
Of the pod.
Getting away.
Listen, I don't want to hear you yodel either right now.
I just want to hear you.
And no. I don't want to yodel right
Fine.
Now.
Fine.
This is off.
She
this...
doesn't want to have fun.
No, I don't. I want to veer back on to something interesting.
Okay, tell me what you think about Nikki and Megan.
I think that Nikki really could have just kept a lot of things off. She could have just not done. She could have reacted very differently, and she didn't. And, wow, she's looking crazy. The PR is not in the room with us. The PR manager, if she has one, was probably on the floor crying. Like, quit. I don't know. Like,
imagine he was on vacation or something and he comes back. He's like, oh,
because
the mess I have to deal with now.
The song, correct me if I'm wrong, was not just about Nikki. And it wasn't even that bad. Like, I feel like Nikki has said way worse about people. So for her to react so... And listen, I don't know too much of the details. I just know bits and pieces of what I've seen, but I really think Nikki could have just, like, dialed back a little bit.
Well, I think she looks a little silly now that Meg is just not saying anything
exactly.
back to her.
Exactly.
So
like,
now she does,
she looks
kind of
like
silly.
A clown.
Yeah,
but like I said.
I love Nikki.
I do. I have loved Nikki, but I really...
It sucks.
Her last album, I wasn't really, like... I was
I
really
liked
wanting...
It.
I know, but I was wanting it to be, like, her best yet. Like, hated all the samples. I didn't like all the samples. Like, I don't listen to half the songs. I just feel like for her to be talking shit when half her album was samples, it's like she was trying to get her songs to go viral on TikTok or
That's
something,
what I
in
was
my
thinking.
Opinion. So
I was feeling like the album was kind of made to I'm not going to say this in a great way right now. It was made to sound good for TikTok.
A bit sellout-ish.
And then, like...
Barbs don't come for me.
I don't know. It just... Because you know they sound really good, like, in clips.
Yeah.
For the videos.
But... Because also, just considering her last few albums, every single other album before, and she is always like, it's all mine, it's all mine. And I'm not hating on a sample. Like, a lot of songs are sampled, but, like, mm-hmm. just, I was like, and I don't know, it was a weird choice for Nicki.
Everybody was like, what's going on when it started with a Billie Eilish song?
Yeah, and that's, album, it's like, yeah. it's just like, that's also what we were waiting for. Like, oh, and for it to be her last album, like... No. Make it your best yet. And I'm like, Megan's song was good. It was a good song. Like, she did eat it up. No, that is a
great song.
She ate it up.
I love that song.
And I don't know. I just feel like Nicki has said worse about people. So why is she freaking... Like, yeah. of all this... I don't know. She just... She should have just freaked out alone. Cooled down. Then if she had... She should have just said nothing. Like, and just put out her song.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I haven't even listened to Nicki's song.
Really?
Not yet.
Oh my god. You need Is it to good? Hear it. No, we should listen no, to it right now. It's and not then good. You have a reaction. You say what you think after.
Okay.
You can cut this part out. You ready? It's crazy, bad. Maddie. It oh. like it's there's parts of it that are catchy because it's Nicki.
It's just but I think it's
crazy.
I think it's sad that Nicki it just feels like that's not Nicki.
Just
like,
wait until you hear it, Maddie.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, let's leave that for the second installment.
Oh my god. Okay.
People were posting videos being like me listening to the song walking alone in my house at night. The
dark. No, okay,
it's so
that
scary.
Okay. The song was whatever. It was good. Her bars were good. The fact that she does keep bringing up her mom is kind yeah. of crazy, considering, like, her mom is dead and Nicki Minaj's husband, like, actually did that shit. Like, you know, it's like, okay, that's a little different, but...
Such a crazy song.
But, obviously, Megan struck a chord, like, yeah. kind of embarrassing for Nicki how pissed off she really, like... I don't know. Like, I just feel like, obviously, she hit something, and it affected Nicki, and she really did not keep her cool.
No, she didn't. I don't know. But I love the drama, so I'm kind of happy
it happened.
I do
love drama.
I like to watch it all.
I just wish that Nicki did kind of just...
Chill. That sounds bad, maybe. I'm happy.
No, I love drama. But
I know. I'm not happy it happened. But
was Megan's song only about Nicki?
I don't think so. I don't
like,
know.
Didn't she just, like, diss a bunch of people?
I have no idea. It's a good song, but it just sounds like she's talking to, like...
But that's why I'm, like, that's... I just feel like Nicki needs to chill.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like,
maybe there was something else in there that Nicki felt was, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I need to look more into it.
Because that's... Yeah.
But I do like the drama.
I do love the drama, too.
I do eat it up.
Yeah. It's horrible.
That's, like, the first fight of, like, 2024. I feel like the first, like, pop culture, like, beef. Like, I wonder what we're going to get into this year.
It's going to be crazy.
I wonder what's going to go on in the celebrity world. I really wonder.
Well, if something happens, we'll bring it up with y'all.
Yeah, if Taylor gets engaged.
We'll be the first to talk about it.
I wonder who's all going to get engaged this year for real, for real.
I guess we'll see. We'll talk about it.
Go, Travis.
Okay, guys. Anyway. We missed you so much.
We had so much fun being back.
So much fun being back.
We loved it. Owie.
Are you okay? Sorry, I have some claws right
I'm
now.
I'm gonna make a diss track.
No!
And
too many diss tracks?
I am serious.
Oh my gosh. Fuck my nail.
And I am serious. Sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
That is creepy as fuck at the end.
It's my fault. We should do that to say goodbye right now. No.
And to my supporters, thank you so much. God bless you. And you don't.
You have 24 hours. To apologize.
I don't plan
to leave a comment. Looking for me. I got your calls, and subscribe. I got your
text.
What happens next?
We don't play.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Ooh,
ooh. That was so good. That's what she does.
He's gotten it there. Shorty got a gap. Doesn't do a hair, but she's sleeping with a head wrap. Going night to day. No makeup, natural.